welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, July 20th, 2011. Palestinians slam a video by Israeli Minister of Foreign Affairs describing it as distortion of international law. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes hit the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli Air Force gunships launched airstrikes on two sites in the northern Gaza Strip on Wednesday morning. The airstrike targeted Az-Zaytun and Ash-Shuja'iyya neighborhoods south of Gaza City, causing massive structural damage. However, no casualties among civilians were reported. Israeli military said the airstrikes come in response to Palestinian firing homemade shells against Israeli targets in the southern part of Israel. Two homemade shells landed near Sderot in the Negev Tuesday night, causing no damage nor injuries. In the West Bank, Israeli forces invaded the village of Taluza near Nablus on Wednesday morning and kidnapped two Palestinians. The Wafa News Agency reported that 30 military vehicles invaded the village and troops broke into houses and ransacked them before they kidnapped Hossam Abu Shakra, 52, and his son Hazem, 28. They were blindfolded, handcuffed, and were taken to unknown destination. Local residents accused the soldiers of stealing gold and other valuables during the attack on their houses. Rabah Salahat, a resident of the village, said soldiers stole gold belonging to his wife after raiding his home at 2 a.m. and forced his family outside. He said the stolen gold is worth around $4,500. Israeli troops have also kidnapped Mohammed Zaid, 22, from Al Yamun village near Jenin and invaded a number of Palestinian villages and towns since Wednesday dawn. In the meantime, Palestinian chief negotiator Saeb Barakat said in a press release published Wednesday that a recently released YouTube video by Israel's foreign ministry shows that Israel is not interested in the peace process. The video features Israeli Foreign Minister Deputy Danny Ayalon explaining the evolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as animated illustrations appear behind him. In the video, Ayalon denies the existence of Palestine and the Palestinians and demands that the West Bank be called a disputed area instead of occupied territories. Ayalon also said that all settlements Israel built in the West Bank are legal. That rounds up the main news for today. Please join us again tomorrow for a summary of important events in the Palestinian territories. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imenc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rushmauer.